This is an executive summary of Office DST Investing and its risks, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Office is the most challenged of the major property sectors, and any honest discussion of office DSTs has to start there. The shift to hybrid and remote work has reduced demand for office space, pushing up vacancy and weakening rents across much of the sector, a structural headwind, not a passing cycle. That doesn't mean all office is the same. Well-located Class A and trophy buildings, along with specialized office like medical or government leased space, have generally held up far better than commodity suburban and older office, which has borne the brunt of the downturn. For a 1031 investor considering an office DST, this means selectivity matters more than in almost any other sector. This guide candidly explains the office DST landscape, the remote work demand risk, the gap between Class A and suburban office, how lease terms and tenant quality drive outcomes, and how to think about whether office is right for your exchange. The discussion of office demand and returns here is general and non-promissory, no specific securities are named, and distributions are never guaranteed. DST interests are securities offered to accredited investors after a suitability review. Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.